A wave of resignations has swept the Israeli police, leaving many senior positions vacant. Now, Police General Inspector Yohanan Danino has held a meeting with the remaining police officials to start selecting new chiefs. In a last-ditch attempt, he threatened the senior officers that he will not hesitate to take certain measures against them to stop the resignations. Danino says he will isolate any officer who will put his or her own benefits over the public benefit, regardless of their rank. Israel is taking these resignations seriously and is mobilizing its resources to put an end to them. The recent resignations include Chief of the Jerusalem District Police Commander Yossi Pariente, following Central District Police Chief Bruno Stein. Another quick resignation came when it was revealed that former commander of the Lahav 433 Elite Police Force, Menashe Arbiv, was receiving benefits from Rabbi Yoshiyahu Yosef Pinto. The latest in the long series of resignations amid the Israeli police was ex-Jerusalem police head, after accusations of a sexual relationship with a policewoman under his direct command.
Historically, the biggest threat to Zionist entity constantly faces is the spread of corruption, which has become a phenomenon in public institutions. The most dangerous of these bodies is the police force, which is responsible for fighting corruption, in addition to maintaining Israeli society's peace. You never used to hear of such stories in the 70s and 80s, and if you did, there would be a public uproar against it.
A public uproar the Israeli police are trying to avoid. The reasons behind these sudden resignations are many and diverse, be it shortcomings in their work or even criminal organizations.
There are professional reasons that pushed these officers to resign, such as their inability to maintain the peace and security in Jerusalem as of late. This drives them away from their duties and forced them to resign. Other reasons include threats from criminal gangs in Israel that are threatening the police force as well.
Bribes, unprofessional relations, and criminal activities. These are but some of the factors that are pushing the Israeli police officers into resignation. They once described themselves as having the highest moral standards, but it seems that they have a different definition for morality than the rest of the world. Hamad Hamail for Press TV, Occupied Al-Quds.